Well, it is volume's a bit loud. It's 6 a.m. on Saturday. First you have it Saturday. It's not. It's Wednesday. Wednesday the 27th of August. It's a beautiful morning. There are heavy haar down over the town, and it's lifted here at the car boot, but it's not lifted along where we stay or the park or other parts of town. I can still look all around. Well, at least west and north in the Har is still down, but the rest of the sky above and to the south and east has lifted, cleared. And once that sun gets up, whenever it gets up, I'm not quite sure what proper sunrise here is nowadays, but much later this morning. Up at 4:30, in pitch darkness. What a difference from a few weeks ago when it didn't even get dark through the night. Oh dear. Anyway, so Mary decided she'd like to do a car boot today because she wasn't sure about Friday, and we were trying to get in the habit of having the weekend off from car boots if possible. And so she asked if I wouldn't mind doing one today, and I don't, and I didn't, except at 4:30 this morning I did. Anyway, so pardon me, so along here I've got a big heavy jumper, I've got a heavy jacket, waterproof, I've got my lined, fur lined Italian leather gloves on, mould ones. And so I've got my shorts on, but I've got socks and boots on. It's far too cold this morning for bare feet or bare hands. So we're along here to do another car boot weather forecast if the day's good. So we'll see how the day goes. I don't really mind, as long as the weather's decent and you've not got that pressure on you, you know, about what's the weather going to do, what's it going to be like. So I see that the queue has already begun at McDonald's. In fact, the people are already coming out with stuff from McDonald's. Early morning breakfast. There was even an ambulance in there this morning. I think the guys had went in and got their breakfast and just sitting there, their ambulance in the car park, eating it. I'll have a giant, I don't know, what do you call them? Giant Mac? Giant Mac, and I'll have a McFlurry, please. So, as I said, I'm along here. I've got the tables out, I haven't put anything else out yet at all. Actually, there's only me and Billy in so far. I see one of the traders just coming in. So I'm just waiting on Mary coming along. I have the bacon sandwiches, the bacon sannies are ready because she had them made extra quick time this morning before I left. And so she'll be, she's all dried her hair by now, and she'll be heading along the road, be watching for that wee figure and along through the mist and fog. But anyway, so that's what we're doing, another car boot this morning. I feel like lying down actually, but it's a lovely morning. Just wish there were some more ambient sounds, you know, like rookeries or seagulls or tropical birds or anything, or even a decent motorbike. I see Colin coming, he's been over at McDonald's. Colin's just back from Hamburg in Germany. His ex-wife and daughter stay over there, but they're apparently on fantastically good talking terms, friendly terms, after the bus stop years ago. And he goes over once or twice a year just for a short break, a few days. And he likes to go over there because they have great car boots, flea markets, etc. Told me this morning before he went over to McDonald's, I asked him how he got on his holiday and he said it was great, but he came back with absolutely no money. He brought back 57 records. 57 records. He didn't mention what else he bought in CDs or... Can you imagine carrying 57 records in a suitcase? But that's his life. That's the guy's life. So hey ho. Good for him, as long as he enjoys it. I often wonder when Colin goes, when he finally snuffs this little coil, and someday a family member will have to go into his house and sort through all that, or will they sort through all these treasures, or will they just bring them at a car boot sale and dump them all on the ground and ask for offers, or will they even just dump them in a skip? I think they would need two skips actually, going to buy here in McCollin's house. But it's his life, it's his passion, and he's very knowledgeable about music actually. He's always got fantastic stuff to tell you. You know, you only got to mention a group and he'll tell you about one particular member in the group, where they came from, what they did in life. They were a butcher behind a counter and blah 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 blah. He's a walking encyclopedia of music. Anyway, I guess that's all I can say just now. I'm going to head over, see Billy tucking into his, well, whatever it was, Colin brought him over from McDonald's. Looks like definitely chips and something else. Good way to start the morning. I've had my porridge, so I'm not bothered. I've got an internal warm glow from my belly, but my hands are freezing. I'll go over and start putting stuff up, keep myself busy, keep myself warm, and hopefully get circulation going in my fingers again. Okay, I'll hope to speak again soon. Take care, boot. Tis a beautiful morning though, but it is really, I'll be honest with you, this is not an autumn morning, this is a winter's morning. Car windscreens, our windows were covered in heavy, heavy dew, but inside there were that haze that took ages to clear with the blower, and it just actually felt like an extremely late autumn, early winter morning when I left the house. Now that it's getting brighter, it feels still as cold. I'm not going to lie, it's still as cold, even though that hair has lifted here. Anyway, I'm going to do something. I might actually cheat and have a hot cup of tea before Mary gets along.